Oh, our brand new private jet. Swanky. This is the biggest one yet. New plane smells so yummy.
Yeah, perfect. Now we can really start destroying the environment like all the true megastars.
Fuck Whoa. The environment. Never did anything for me. Well, except for all the weed, I guess.
Jesus Christ, where did you come from? How long have you already been on the plane?
Must be a few hours by now. They practically built the thing around me. Our guy and I have been breaking it in.
So that's where he went. You're always hogging him. He's supposed to be for all of us to share, you know?
Oh, don't get your panties in a bunch. Which I assume are in your luggage, because God knows you're not wearing any. He loves getting passed around, don't worry. But he always comes home to Mama at the end of the day. I'm his favorite.
Nuh-uh. That's not what you told me last night in the hotel jacuzzi.
Candy, your tight little holes are hypnotic. Have a man talking crazy. You can't count the stuff he says when he's inside you. Would not hold up in a court of law.
Oh my God. Shut up. Who cares? I want to circle back to the fact that you got our brand new jet all cum stained before it even left the runway. Thanks so much for that. I'm going to have to get a black light to figure out where to sit.
Yeah, knowing you, you're going to pick the spot with the most cum on it. You're like a bloodhound, but for cum. A cum hound. I can just tell you where to go if you really want to know. Play a little game of hot and cold.
Cum is hot. I learned that in science class.
They teach that. Specifically. In science class?
Nah, it was the first time she got cummed on.
I had a full ride scholarship.
Yeah, I bet you did, sweetie.
Don't you look comfy cozy over there, posted up in the lap of our superfan.
Don't be jealous. Best seat on the plane.
Oh, is that why they call it the lap of luxury?
Feels pretty luxurious to me.
This plane's an unnecessary expense, by the way. And it's your fucking fault, Cammy. Your sloppy ass trashed the last one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The pilot told me it was so full of Slim Jim wrappers and Monster Energy drink cans that it threw the weight distribution off. Became a flight risk. I think they took blow torches to it.
So I get the munchies after I hotbox in the bathroom. Big deal. Call the fucking air marshal, why don't you? We got plane money. Don't even worry about it. But if we're pointing fingers, the one before that was your fault, Candy.
Yeah, who knew you weren't supposed to open the door at 40,000 feet?
I was hot. I wanted to stick my head out like a puppy and get some fresh air.
Oh, you got some fresh air, all right. Plus, you got to cool off when we made that emergency water landing in the Indian Ocean.
I learned that my tits and ass can be used as a flotation device.
You know who's never destroyed one of our jets?
Oh my God. Little Miss Perfect thinks she's so great because she's never cost the label $60 million. It's the cost of doing business, bitch.
Yeah, with you two scrubs maybe. Some of us know how to behave up in the air. I just put on my sleep mask, finger myself to completion, and zonk out.
Oh, fucking teacher's pet, I swear. Congratulations, you're really good at making a bunch of evil boardroom billionaires even richer. What a magnificent skill to have.
Girls, I thought we had agreed not to argue in front of the F-U-C-K-T-O-Y.
Wow, she spelled it right this time.
Yeah, the first time she did that, I thought she was calling him a factory.
Yeah, gum factory maybe.
Nice. High five. In spirit only. Don't actually touch me.
Ooh, speaking of which, are we going to join the Mile High Club on this flight?
Girl, what are you even talking about? We're already in the club like a dozen times over. We're practically the founding members.
Yeah, it's hard to direct the pilot where to go at this point because every part of our plane becomes a cockpit, if you know what I mean. Cass was fucking out on the wing last time like that gremlin from the Twilight Zone.
Oh, you actually got the reference? I thought you were too stupid.
Yeah, most of your pretentious performance art sex goes over my head, but I caught that one.
Oh, right. I guess we have banged on planes before. I get railed so much, sometimes I forget who, what, where, why, and when.
You forget what and why?
Yeah, that seems pretty self-explanatory. What is dick or pussy or whatever else they're working with, and why is because you're horny.
They should make an app to track all of that stuff.
You know, that's not a terrible idea. We could call it Fucker. No E. Charge nymphos a monthly subscription fee.
The gruesome wheels of capitalism are always grinding in this one's head, huh?
Speaking of grinding on head, get the fuck up out of his lap so the rest of us can play.
Jeez, you too high and mighty to sit next to me now, diva?
I'm not trying to catch a contact high. Gotta keep my mind sharp in case some new lyrics come to me out of nowhere.
Wow, because it's super hard to arrange the lyrics, yeah, and baby in the exact perfect order. You're a real wordsmith, Cass. But fine. I was about to get up anyway. I've been edging for a couple hours now. If I spend any more time on his dick, all that dry humping is going to stop being so dry.
Wet humping is just fucking with more steps.
Right you are, girl. Nothing gets past you.
Oh, she got up. Dibs.
Oh, you're so pushy and rude. Didn't even have a chance.
Hey, his lap is like musical chairs. You snooze, you lose.
Maybe we should do it deli style. Take a number to see who gets that salami next.
Oh, get over yourselves. We've all had plenty of rides by now. I'm mocking up a tour t-shirt for the three of us that has all the holes he's been in on the back.
Cute. By popular demand, three nights in Candy's ass. It's a very spacious arena.
And yet it's sold out every night. Standing room only.
I need to hit the merch table. I fucked Candy in the ass and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
You can't wear the shirt about fucking me in the ass while you're fucking me in the ass. So uncool.
Oh my god. Shut the hell up, you chuckle fucks. Take your comedy routine on tour and leave the singing to the professionals. Come here, guy. Make all the blood rush to my ears so I don't have to hear them anymore.
Well, now she's just rubbing it in our faces.
Oh, I wish she was rubbing it in my face. I'm horny.
Did we ever bother to learn his name, by the way?
I was trying not to get too familiar.
You're smearing your lipstick over there, princess. You gonna come up for air anytime soon? I don't see makeout session scheduled on our precious calendar.
Fuck. Oh, you actually checked the calendar, did you? Will wonders never cease? I thought your lazy ass only did that for special occasions, like a long weekend or 420.
Candy, be a dear and pencil in beat Cassie's ass for my 3 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am. Will you be doing it in person or remotely?
Surprise me.
What is she, your secretary now?
Administrative assistant. Thank you.
She spends most of her time under the desk. Money well spent.
Cam said that, because the floor is lava.
No, sweetie, the glass ceiling.
Oh, right, that. Because of the glass ceiling, I'll never rise to a position of power, so it's better if I stay on my knees. And I was like, okay, yay, one less thing for me to worry about.
Oof. It's a good thing you don't actually hold a day job. Talk about an HR nightmare. You two are giving me a headache, as usual. Scoot over, guy. I need my stress ball.
You use his dick as a fidget toy?
Yeah, I find stroking it is very therapeutic. He likes when I squeeze it, too.
Fair enough. I've been trying to stop smoking, so his cock helps with my oral fixation. Now I'm addicted to sucking him off, but I guess that's the healthier option.
Wow. I just use it like a normal dick personally, but I can see now that it's many things to many people. He's a regular Swiss Army knife.
Just tune them out, guy. Nothing they say is ever important. Can you fire up my ocean sounds cassette, please? I'm going to stroke you with both hands, center myself, and practice my self-affirmations. You're the pretty one. You're the smart one. You're the talented one. Without you, Cammy would be shivering in a gutter somewhere. Candy is jealous of your tight little body. She wants to get a breast reduction to be more like you.
Oh my god, I would never. Don't listen to our boobies, I promise I won't throw you under the bus.
Hot Mike magazine is going to rate your fuckability factor as a perfect 10. Within 5 years, you'll win the EGOT. It'll be the first time an Oscar is awarded for best performance in a homemade sex tape. There won't be a dry eye or pair of underwear in the house.
Oh, so that's where that went. I knew I taped over something the last time I pulled an all-nighter with the dude over there. I think it was labeled Cassie's Beach Mix, Do Not Touch. Cammy, this means you.
God damn it. This is why we can't have nice things. This is actually pretty nice. To tell you the truth, I'm going to keep the tape.
Oh, we're finally going to take off. Vroom, vroom. Hey, do we need to be buckled in and have our tray tables in the upright and locked position?
We're not flying coach, sweetheart. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
I wonder what the in-flight movie's going to be.
I'm going to make my own in-flight movie after she's done monopolizing the dick over there. Cass, do you have anything else I can tape over? Footage of a cherished childhood birthday party, perhaps?
God, and you two call me selfish? I can't even sit here and jerk him off without it devolving into a catfight.
Oh, this is nothing, honey. When the catfight starts, you'll know it, I promise you. It's been a minute since I got to sink my claws into you.
Whatever, you wish. How many times do I have to tell you you're not my type?
Every time you say that, I've got you purring like a kitten a half hour later.
So where are we flying to, anyway?
Manila, I think.
Oh, I love their envelopes! I send nudes to my fans in those.
We'll be sure to stock up, then.
If you two feel the urge, you're welcome to jump out of the plane above the Himalayas. It still counts as summiting Everest if you just land on the peak. That'd be good publicity for us.
I'm afraid of Yetis, you know this. It's mentioned in my autobiography, Eye Candy, available now wherever books are sold. I also wrote a song about it.
That's what Abominable is about? I thought it was just a breakup song.
And I thought you just misspelled abdominal, like the muscles.
All of the above. It's about a breakup with a shredded Yeti who has a six-pack.
Oh, fuck, I could go for a six-pack right now.
Check under your seat, I brought a Yeti cooler.
That's my girl. Face your fears.
Anyway, feel free to open the emergency exit and take a hike. Your packs are right over there. I took the liberty of removing the parachute part in favor of a change of clothes, so you won't look as chopped as you normally do. If you hurry, you can land in the part of the mountains with the lowest rate of cannibalism among plane crash survivors.
I would never eat Cammy. Well, her pussy, maybe. And her ass. Everything else is off limits.
Yeah, and I'm watching my figure. Can't be chowing down on her big natties right now. I eat mostly Takis at the moment.
Well, I tried to get some privacy. I guess I'll just have to fuck in front of you then. Because I can't wait much longer to get nailed. You two ready to get the party started?
God, I thought you'd never ask. I've got a little curveball to throw in for this session, though. Candy, did you bring the case?
Yes, ma'am. I would never forget the case.
The fuck are you two on about?
Oh, yeah, you haven't been acquainted yet, have you? Feast your eyes, my dear Cassandra.
My name.
Oh, so pretty.
What in God's name is that?
Girl acts like she's never seen a strap-on before. It's my cock, sweetie. Never leave home without it. I call it the camshaft.
Holy shit.
Candy, you want to peel these clothes off me and help me into this harness?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Boy, you two are thick as thieves these days, huh?
Rude. I would never steal. Although I am hella thick. Okay, you're stripped down and strapped up. How's that feel?
Delicious, baby. Delicious. You want the first turn on it?
I mean, yeah, but I think we all know who wants it the most. Look at her eyes. We might as well have her name on it.
Aw, you're such a sweet and generous soul. Okay, then. Cass?
Yeah, Cammy?
Crawl over here and suck my dick.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that isn't just the prettiest thing I've ever seen. Fuck. Oh, the slightest pressure pushes it right up against my clit. Not working as intended. I'm a good little engineer in those rare moments when I actually care about something. And you're a good little cocksucker, aren't you, Cass? Don't speak. Just nod with the strap in your mouth. good girl. Hey, fuck boy. Sorry I stole your woman, but we can still be friends, right? Get over here. Let's stand shoulder to shoulder. Us dick havers need to stick together.
I know where this is going.
Candy, why don't you... Jesus, when did you get naked?
Oh, a while ago. I do readiness drills. I can go from zero to nude in 2.4 seconds.
I admire that. Why don't you hit your knees next to our little bitchy friend here and show her how to suck cock?
I know how to fucking suck cock.
touchy, touchy. Less squabbling, more slobbering, babe. When I want to hear from you, I'll pat you on the head. Candy, you get the flesh and blood one. Go to town.
You don't have to tell me twice.
Oh, look. Cassie's intimidated. I always knew her bad attitude came from a place of deeply rooted insecurity. You gonna let this natural-born dick sucker show you up?
I can suck circles around this little bimbo.
Prove it, bitch. Put your money where her dick is.
This is a life, huh, bro? Private jet, sold-out concert, two hotties smoking our poles. You wanna make out? Okay, now you two do it.
Us? She just called me a bitch.
What, you afraid you might like it?
No. I know I'm gonna like it. I'm just mad at you.
Now, girls. Play nice. You won't get any cock at all, and he and I can just fuck each other.
Fine. Come here, Candy.
Very nice. Okay, now, switch spots.
Seriously?
Who's got the dick here? Me or you? Do as you're told.
Whatever. At least this guy appreciates me. Give me that cock.
Hi, Candy.
Hi, Cammy. I like your dick.
Thank you, baby. Show me how much you like it.
Whatever, I made her moan too.
Bitch, I heard that. Eyes on your own paper. Worry about the cock in front of you. God, overcompensate much? You're so petulant. Candy?
Yes, Cammy?
I'm gonna fuck the bad attitude out of your little friend over there. Can you get the camshaft nice and soaking wet for me, please?
Of course, Cam. Anything for you.
You're such a delight. Let me just run my fingers through your curls and enjoy this.
Hey, guy. Grab my hair and fuck my face.
Christ, your one-upmanship is so toxic. Get back over here so I can teach you a lesson. Get these fucking clothes off, too. You're the only one that's still overdressed for this party.
Jesus. A little rough, don't you think?
Baby, I haven't even begun to get rough. Both of you, get back to your original spots. Spin around and go down on all fours. This flight's about to get a lot more turbulent.
God, I can't wait. Don't be alarmed by the thunderclaps you're about to hear. It'll just be my fat ass hitting his stomach.
I love that for you, sweetie. Maybe I'll get the tape deck and record some rain sounds to calm Cass down. Would you like that, you uptight slut?
Strap me already, you slacker cunt. Or are you too fucking lazy?
Oh, God, am I ever gonna enjoy this?
You and me both, bitch. Give it to me.
They've got some psychological stuff to work through, huh? Not me, though. I'm very agreeable and I always suck or fuck whatever's put in front of me. Rail me, please. Thank you so much.
Look at the ass and tits doing on that one. I can't really compete, huh, Cass?
Don't body shame me while your dick's inside me, you stoner skank. I'm gonna snap that thing in half with this tight pussy and give you the little shrimp dick you deserve. I fucking love the way I look. You can't keep your eyes off of me and your fake cock out of me.
I fucking hate you, Cass. Arch that back.
I fucking hate you too, Cam. Pop those hips.
It's like the most awkward orgy I've ever been to. I don't think hate actually means hate here, but I'm just gonna stay on my lane and just get dabbed from behind. Fuck me harder, and maybe the sex sounds will drown them out.
God damn. The way you keep throwing it back with a vengeance is making the strap grind my clit until it throbs. Fucking come. Angry little thing, aren't you?
Yeah, and it's your fucking fault. You drive me crazy in all the worst ways. Camshaft, what a fucking joke. Bury that sorry excuse for a cock between my legs until I cream.
Cassie.
Fuck. Cammy. I'm coming.
God. Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to fit in. Sorry. You are going to make me come in a second, though. Keep having that dumb truck until you mix some cement in this wet little pussy. Oh my gosh. I love that fucking cock. No offense, Cammy, but there's no substitute for the real thing. Hot and thick and throbbing in my tight cunt. I'm gonna squeeze it till I squirt.
Hey, Cass. Watch. She's about to hit the fucking ceiling.
You mean like I just did?
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Come for me. Please. Please, I'm fucking begging. Please. Empty those aching balls and give me the first cream pie on this plane. I want to feel special. That big load is just for me. They can't have a single fucking drop. Yes, yeah, fill me up. Fill me up. Shoot it all up in there. Oh God, I'm coming. I'm coming. Hold my hips and bury your cock where it belongs. Damn. If either of you bitches tries to lick this cream pie out of me like you normally do, you're gonna lose your tongue. You got me?
Jesus, fine. Keep your precious cum. There's more where that came from.
True words were never spoken, my dear frenemy. For this next round,
why don't you shut the fuck up? It's fun to follow orders to a point, but you're taking it too far. Now you seem to think you're the leader of the group just because you tried a fake dick between your legs. I think you're getting to be bossier than Cassie. Honestly, we're all equals in Honeypot, remember? It's a popocracy.
Sure, sweetheart. Of course. So what do you suggest?
It's my turn to call the shots. Cassie likes center of attention, so She's going to be on the floor with him hammering between her legs, and you're going to be sitting on her face.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it. Maybe we should let the little bimbo speak her mind more often. And what are you going to be doing, babe?
Give me the strap.
What? No way. I bought this with my own money. It's called the camshaft, not the...
Give me the strap on.
Sure, sweetheart. You can borrow it. No problem.
Yay! Yay! I rename me Hard Candy. Come here, guy. I want to run something by you. What if we... Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I don't know. These two no-parachute parachutes are starting to sound better all the time.
Tell me about it.
Okay, he's into it.
He's into what exactly?
He's gonna pound Cassie's pussy, Cassie's gonna lick Cammy's cunt, and I'm gonna pound him in the ass. Duh.
You're gonna what now?
Yeah, I'm gonna peg him, no big. He's tired of always giving and never receiving. It can be a very lonely existence, you know.
I mean, sure. Whatever you guys wanna do.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought that far ahead, but this sounds fucking hot, actually. Let's get after it.
Perfect. Everybody assume the position.
Well, I'm always in favor of anything that shuts Cassie's smart mouth up. Come here and get smothered, bitch.
Sitting on my face and doing absolutely nothing? What a perfect role for you.
Oh, I'll be doing plenty. I'm gonna grope those pretty little titties of yours and pinch your nipples until you squeal. Now shut up and lick my pussy. Okay, superfan. Get between those thighs and dig her out. I laid down the blueprint, so you better fuck her as good as I did.
God, look at his ass flex while he's pounding her. I can't believe I'm about to get all up in that. He's so fucking hot.
Oh, the power of the strap really goes to one's head, huh?
It really does. I feel like I could put this cock through a brick wall right now. Come here, fuck toy. Give me those hips. You ever done this before? Am I about to take your anal virginity? I promise I'll be a gentle lover. Well, for a little bit at least. Those two have already made it nice and slick for me.
Get him, girl.
Fuck, I want
to
see.
All you get to see is this gash, honey. Speak when spoken to.
Oh, fuck. Yes, I'm in. Yeah. Oh, you feel those stiff nipples poking on your back while that strap probes your ass, baby. Big tits, fat booty, huge cock. Candy's got something for everyone.
God, look at his face. He's in ecstasy. I think you paralyzed him. Don't forget to thrust, guy. Cassie's not gonna fuck herself.
Cassie thinks you should go fuck yourself. But yeah, come on, dude. Dick me down. We've all taken it in the ass before. Compose yourself.
How do you keep wriggling out from under me? Stay where I put you this time. I'm gonna bounce on your face to discourage more back talk.
Oh, God, this thing really does push right up against the cliff. Between that and the sight of sinking into his toned ass, I'm fucking dripping. Come on, cutie. You love being Honeypot's little nasty plaything, don't you? Three bad bitches to tear you apart anytime you want.
Fuck.
Take these inches like a good boy and run for me.
God damn, that's a pretty sound. Damn near gush in her mouth right there. I'm not gonna last much longer.
You and me both, sister. I'm wanting to go first, though. You feel that strap stretching your asshole, don't you? Yeah. I'm gonna hit that sweet spot over and over until we pop that anal cherry. Yeah, you're gonna bust harder than you ever have in your entire life. And every high-powered rope is gonna blast into that little mean dog. You got your dick stuck in right now.
That's right, Kath. You're about to get your pretty pussy ruined by that bubbly psycho with a strap on. She's gonna tap her little fuck puppet until he's got no choice but to blow a sticky load in your hot cunt. And I'm gonna grind on your mouth and stretch these puffy little nipples until you come. How's that feel?
That's right, number one fan. I've got a dirty little mouth just like my friend, and you're gonna get an earful. I give you a reach around while I fuck your ass if you aren't already balls deep in your selfish little slut. I'm gonna wrap my arms around your chest. Yeah. Smash my big tits in your back. And peg your hole until you fucking come. So do it. Fill her pussy so full she can't even hold it all. I'm gonna make sure she knows where it really came from.
Oh my fucking god. She's gone off the rails down there. I'm gonna fucking break. Shit.
I guess that just leaves me, huh? I'm gonna dig my hips in grind circles with that strap stuck in your asshole. Sink my fingers in your chest and chase that yummy pressure on my clit until I. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck yes. Fuck yes.
I don't even know what just happened.
My vision's blurred. But best I can tell, he came, you came, I came, she came. I need a fucking cigarette.
Jesus Christ. I feel like my mind's been erased. Candy, you should be our leader.
Seconded.
You guys, no. We're a team. The power dynamic ebbs and flows. That's what makes us so special. How about you, Guy? You good?
Yeah, he's fucking good, all right. Looks like he's right there with the rest of us. Deliriously happy, but came so hard he made himself all EP.
Jesus Christ. We still have to perform tonight, don't we? All I want to do right now is take a 24-hour nap.
You girls will find your second wind, and I'll help. I'm just a boundless well of energy.
Keep it down, will ya? The three of us are gonna curl up in a pile like newborn kittens until we hit Manila.
Somebody spoon me. I need to be held.
Make him do it. I hate you.
I hate you too. Good night.
You guys are no fun. Whatever. Sleep then. I'm gonna go see if the pilot wants a piece of hard candy.
Dear Lord, we've created a monster. She's probably gonna crash the jet.
Shh, can't talk. Sleeping.